أربعة للبودكاست.
If you have ever described someone as a natural leader, you may believe some people are born with initiate the ability to inspire others and make decisions. Research suggests that your genes can determine the personality traits that can help you be successful in leadership roles. But this research also supports the idea that leaders are made, not born. This is good news if you see yourself working in a leadership position, as it means you can learn and develop practical leadership skills. Hello, this is Hanin Dhari and welcome to Skill Up Startup Podcast produced by Arba'a Network for Podcasts. So, what is leadership? Leadership is a set of mindsets and behaviors that aligns people in a collective direction, enables them to work together and accomplish shared goals, and helps them adjust to changing environments. All leaders, to a certain degree, do the same thing. Whether you are talking about an executive, sports coach, or school teacher, leadership is enabling others to accomplish something they couldn't do on their own. Some people in formal leadership positions are poor leaders, and many good leaders have no formal authority. In these senses, leadership is something you do and not something you are. It is a person's actions, rather than their words or job title, that inspire trust and commitment. What's more, leadership is not something people are born with, because good leadership is often expressed throughout behavior rather than personality. It's a skill that can be learned. But how? Getting to know oneself is a key first step. The most effective leaders are highly conscious of their own thoughts and beliefs and show up with integrity as their fully authentic selves. What about leadership skills? Leadership skills are the qualities individuals in influential roles possess to direct and complete tasks, support initiatives, create a sense of unity within a team, and empower others. Let us know more about these key leadership skills and how you can benefit from developing them. So, what is meant by leadership skills? Leadership skills include the ability or strength shown by people in management roles that help in guiding and encouraging a group of people and their team toward achieving a common goal or set of goals. These skill sets include communication, negotiation, conflict resolution, decision-making, and much, much more. But Hanin, who needs leadership skills? Well, whether a student, teacher, doctor, project manager, engineer, or CEO, anyone in a role that involves influence over others and decision-making can benefit from strong leadership skills. These skills can be especially helpful for early career professionals, newly promoted leaders, and startup leaders. Leadership skills are essential in roles that don't even involve leading others as well. These are skills that also help you to exude confidence and may be beneficial in progressing your career into leadership positions. The question now is how to develop yourself as a leader. No matter where you are in your leadership journey, you can challenge yourself to grow and hone your skills. To succeed as a leader, it's essential to commit to continued learning and plan personal growth and development. Becoming an effective leader involves gaining leadership skills and fine-tuning key workplace skills. You can accomplish these goals by receiving coaching or mentoring, gaining experience, taking courses, and enrolling in leadership certificate programs. So, next I will give you some tips to develop more your leadership skills. Stay tuned. The first tip is to identify your strengths and weaknesses. Understanding your leadership strengths and weaknesses can help you identify the leadership skills you want to develop and improve. Many universities and organizations offer a variety of free and paid inventories that can help you figure out your leadership style, strength, and areas of improvement. You can find many of these tools online also. Second tip is to understand leadership styles. Yes. Knowing your leadership style can help you identify your strengths and weaknesses, which may be a good starting point when trying to figure them out. For example, if you have an authoritarian leadership style, you may find it easy to make decisions but may need to learn how to improve your listening skills. If you prefer a delegative style, you like giving your team plenty of freedom and may want to brush up on your decision-making or relationship-building skills. The third tip for developing yourself as a leader is to target a specific skill. What does it mean? After you identify your areas of strength and weaknesses, you can choose the specific leadership skill you want to target. With a particular skill in mind, you can set a goal, develop a plan to meet it, and monitor your progress. There is many specific leadership skills to consider developing, such as adaptability, communication, conflict management, creativity, critical thinking, decision-making, negotiation, motivation, and many, many others. The fourth tip is to expand your network. Yes, observation is a powerful tool for developing leadership skills. By expanding your network to create more opportunities to watch great leaders in action, you will be able to see how these leaders tackle challenges, make decisions, solve problems, and develop strategies to help their team succeed. Start by connecting with leaders currently working in your organization and expand your network by attending industry events and interacting with leaders on social media sites. The fifth tip is to get a coach or a mentor. Yes, the world's greatest athletes have coaches who help them train and achieve their goals. And a coaching relationship also works well in a business environment. Your coach can help you evaluate your leadership skills, plans, and goals. In general, coaches are often senior or retired staff members who understand your industry and have the expertise to guide your professional development. Some organizations have formal coaching programs specifically designed for developing leaders, but you also can meet informally with a mentor. The sixth tip I gave to you to improve your leadership skills is read and research. Yes, effective leaders are lifelong learners who seek out learning opportunities and keep up with the latest industry research and trends. Read books, sign up for seminars, take online classes. In doing so, you are investing in yourself. When starting out, look for broad leadership topics like communication or conflict resolution. Then you can explore more specialized area like negotiating global contracts and so on. The seventh tip is to take on leadership roles in your current position. What does it mean? You can start practicing leadership skills before you have an official leadership role. Seek out opportunities to try out what you are learning. This can be throughout a stretch assignment or a project that gets you out of your comfort zone. Other options are working in a new department or geographical location to practice using the new strategies you are learning. Start small. Reflect on your experiences and identify which techniques are working and which you need to refine. And the final tip is practice, practice, and practice. Yes, thinking like a scientist as you practice your newfound leadership skills may be helpful. Each time you try a new technique or strategy, whether it's a big project or small interaction with a coworker, pay attention to how well it works and how others respond. Over time, you will be more aware of what works best for you so you can add them to your leadership toolkit. Moving now to the entrepreneurial leadership. The best entrepreneurial leader is good at experimenting, learning, and iterating. Compare these skill set to a more traditional analyze then act leadership approach, and the difference is clear. A conventional business leader might be great at assembling a puzzle when the picture is laid out to copy, while an entrepreneurial leader can dive in with no picture at all to start putting pieces together. Entrepreneurial leadership takes on various forms, each with unique attributes and impact. These leadership styles encompass a range of approaches from visionary and charismatic to servant and transformational, all geared towards fostering a culture of entrepreneurship and achieving remarkable results within organizations. Let's start with the visionary leadership. Visionary leaders are dreamers who inspire their teams with a clear and exciting future vision. They set ambitious goals, provide a sense of purpose and direction, and motivate their teams to achieve them with a shared vision. What about the transformational leadership? These leaders motivate and inspire their teams to achieve great results. They foster an environment of continuous improvement by encouraging creative problem-solving, continuous learning, and growth, driving their organizations toward positive change and evolution. The third style is charismatic leaders. Charismatic leaders use their personal charm and influence to rally teams and make the impossible seem possible. They possess a magnetic charisma that inspires trust and devotion, leading to dedicated and motivated teams eager to follow their lead. The last style of entrepreneurial leadership is the servant leadership. Servant leaders prioritize the needs of their team members, aiming to empower and support them to reach their full potential. They lead by example, putting the well-being and development of their teams above all else, resulting in a culture of collaboration and mutual support. So, to conclude, entrepreneurial leadership is a vital leadership style that combines the entrepreneurial spirit with effective leadership qualities. By embodying these characteristics, leaders can drive innovation, adapt to change, and inspire their teams to achieve extraordinary results. In the fast-paced, ever-evolving business world, entrepreneurial leadership is a valuable asset that can help organizations thrive. Now, guys, I ask you if you can close your eyes and imagine the best leader you know. Everyone has one. Someone who was motivating, collaborative, and kept the team moving toward a common goal. Perhaps this person had the authority of being a traditional leader, a boss, a coach, or it could be a peer who stepped up during an important project and thrived despite uncertainty and ambiguity. With this imagination, we arrive to the end of this episode. Thanks a lot for listening. If you enjoyed it and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Hani Dhahri, as well as you can follow Arba on Instagram. Thanks again. Me, Hani Dhahri, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode, proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. See you next episode. Bye-bye.